Hi, Beverly. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you so much for asking. I appreciate that. It's been a long week already.
It's only Tuesday, but you're
Well,
whining.
I'll tell you why. I've had my husband, I had to take him to the ER Sunday night. He does
Oh,
dialysis and he had
gosh.
shortness of breath. So it's been a long week. But thank goodness he gets discharged today. He's doing a lot better. This is what happens when you have what they call fluid overload. So they got to watch their fluid intake. And when they don't watch it, it causes like fluid in the lungs. It can lead to congestive heart failure. And it's like, what do I know as a wife, right? I just nag when I tell him, watch what you're drinking.
Well, I'm such a good person. Well, he's my fiance. Someday we'll get married, but I have to get divorced first. But he got sick, and we had plans to go to Italy, so
Oh,
with my
wow.
daughter. And he's like, he's in the hospital, just had surgery, and he's like, you
Oh.
go. So I left, and as I'm there, he's going into congestive heart failure, so I know all
Oh.
about it.
Oh, yeah.
It
Yeah.
is
And,
awful.
oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Is he doing better now?
Yeah. Yes, he
Oh,
is.
awesome.
Thank God.
Good. Good. Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't there physically. I mean, he has three adult children. They took
Yeah.
care of him, but it was like, oh my God, like he couldn't sleep. He was like drowning in his lungs
Oh,
and,
yeah. Yeah.
they took them and they said, yeah, you're going into congestive heart failure. And
Yeah. I
it was just
understand. It is. It's an awful feeling. My husband says that's the worst feeling when you're like gasping. And he's like, oh my gosh. He was a little scared this time. And I told him, you've got to watch your fluid. I tell you that constantly, but you think I'm the nagging wife. I said, and this is why we're here today. And he's like, I know I need to listen more. I mean, other than that, and then I get it.
Oh.
That's hard. I mean, it would be like someone telling you you can't have water. I would be
Or
beside
they said,
myself.
you can't have chocolate. It'd be like, yeah, I'm dying. Give me my chocolate because I'm dying with a happy face. I'm not going to die miserable. Give me my
Exactly.
sleep.
Yeah. But he's doing a lot better now. So I told him
Nice.
yesterday, I said, listen, I've been here at the hospital all day. I got to work. So you're in good hands. You're going to be okay. Be patient. He's super stubborn. He is like, no, I'm going home tomorrow, regardless what the doctor says. And I just let him say what he's got to say. And I'm like, okay, whatever. So he won't be discharged until way late tonight. And I said, that's fine. 'Cause I need to get out of the hospital. I've been there all day, all night. Like I need to breathe, So I told him I'm going to work. I will pick you up when you're released. So he's like, okay, I ate. So he's happy. He's a happy camper. He ate his breakfast. He's good. I said, perfect. 'Cause he's a hungry bear. So.
I tell those,
But.
my, like, oh, I haven't eaten in 2 hours. I'm hungry. And it's like, oh, dear sweet Jesus. Like,
I
who eats
know.
every 2 hours?
Oh, he does. My
But,
husband does
so.
all the time. So let's talk
So he's
about,
got.
Tara had mentioned one of your friends is doing, we call it Google Guaranteed, but it's also called Local Service Ads.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you, it's an excellent program, and I'll explain a little bit more to it, with you. So what it is Google created this program, right? Where it's a pay-per-lead program, but Beverly, it's a lead that comes to you in the form of a phone call, right? And you're not sharing
Okay.
that call with anyone. And so with that program, there's a couple of requirements that Google requires, and it's because Google does put up an additional $2,000 of their own money in insurance for that potential client that selects you. So it's as if Google is guaranteeing your work. It just gives that prospect added comfort that you've met Google's requirements. So that's why they call it Google Guaranteed. Okay.
Got it.
So, just a couple of questions that I had. So now the business itself, I see that there is a Google profile page. Okay. And it shows the address 1128 Royal Palm Beach Boulevard.
Well, it actually changed to 1127, but that's just our mailing address.
Okay.
So, you know.
Okay. That's okay. And is this typically where you have, like the business registered at this address?
Yeah. Yeah, just.
Okay. And
again,
I see that the code is 33411, right?
Say that again.
The zip code is 33411.
Okay. Yes. I couldn't hear what that, and then I just heard those numbers and I'm like, what?
You're like, what's that number? No worries. No worries. Okay.
I got it.
But the, okay.
The
perfect.
Address is not, but it's now 1127. They changed it. That is just the PO box. So
okay.
Read 1127.
Okay. So the PO box is the 1127, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So I can understand why you have it at the 1128. And I'll tell you why.
It
because Google.
Be it used to be that. They switched. They changed. They got kicked out of that address. And now they moved across.
Yeah. Okay. So this is an actual PO box is where you have it PIN verified at?
Correct.
Okay. But it shows it with a unit number 423. Is that still the same?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. The reason that I say that is because, see, Google will never PIN verify you at a PO box. So
okay.
I see that it's a 112, that it's the 1128 showing as the address. So, I mean, for whatever reason, I guess maybe because you've had that unit number, but typically Google will never PIN verify the business at a PO box. Only because many businesses use PO boxes. They want you to use like an actual physical address, like it could be your home office, but they typically don't like the PO box. They
okay.
won't do it. Okay, just so you know. Right. But for whatever reason, I mean, that's why you're at the 1128. So,
and that was the PO box at 1128. Originally, that was it, but the post office couldn't renew their lease, so they had to move, and they moved across the street to 1127. Still,
interesting.
Our PO box.
Okay.
The UPS
okay.
store.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, because I know that, and I've had instances where clients have had a PO box, and then Google ends up flagging it when they discover that it's a PO box, and when they flag it, they take it down until you update it with an actual physical address, like your home address. Now, I will tell you this. Google doesn't even want your address showing on there because for the simple fact, it's not like you're a storefront. You're not selling
Correct.
Products, right? You go to
right.
people's homes or businesses to do the services. So
Correct.
You could switch it to your actual home address so that way there would never be an issue that Google would red flag it. Make sense?
Yeah, I have no problem giving you that.
Okay. Address. Okay. So now Google guaranteed for your industry, okay, sometimes they require both license and insurance or one or the other. They do run a background check because they want to make sure that you don't have any felonies. They're not looking at misdemeanors or DUIs. And then they do require that you have 5 Google reviews. I currently see on your Google profile page you have 2, okay? So, which is okay. There's a couple ways that we can do this. All right. I'm going to first go over the Google guaranteed and how all of it works. So for your zip code, mainly what you do is just the tree services, or do you also do the landscaping as well?
We do both. We do trees and landscaping.
Okay. Trees and landscaping. Okay.
Yeah.
So, the categories, they call them also verticals, right, for the local service ads. Now, let's talk about the tree services, right? Because tree service and landscaping are 2 different categories, okay? And I'm going to explain to you the whole breakdown of it as simple as possible so that you kind of get the gist of it all, okay? So for the tree services, it looks like they're requiring, aside from the background check and the 5 Google reviews, it looks like they're just requiring the certificate of liability insurance. Are you also licensed as well?
Yes.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Okay. So we, so when we assist with the Google guarantee, there's a one-time $250 application fee. Okay. You fill out the application. You upload your documents. We push it through to Google to get it approved. Now, it can take 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved from Google. Once you get approved from Google, we would follow up with you, Beverly, and we would let you know, hey, you've been approved by Google. Do you want us to turn on your leads? Okay. Now, at that point, you can say, yes, turn them on. Now, when you say to turn on the leads, okay, that's when we would charge you the minimum monthly budget. We always start you off with the minimum because we want you to get a feel of the program first before you start investing a bunch of money, right? So okay. This is going to give you up to 13 leads in a month. So the minimum monthly budget, I'm just plugging it in for you. And you can always change your budget, like if you want to accept more leads, you know, the monthly budget would change, but not the cost per lead, okay? So for the tree services, you're looking at $435, which is going to give you up to 13 leads in a month, and your leads are costing you $33.33, okay, for the tree services. Now, let's say somebody called you to do a home remodel that is completely unqualified. Google's going to credit that lead right back to you. Okay? Let's say they called you outside of the areas that you service and you don't accept that job. Google is going to credit the lead right back to you because it's considered unqualified. If you got a call for solicitation or someone calling you to see if you're hiring, unqualified lead, it's going to get credited right back. Does that make sense?
And I have
so far?
I would, it does, but I would have to contact Google to say this lead was not.
No, because it's going to have, it's the way Google has it set up, there's an automatic system that they have that lets them know what lead was qualified or not, because all calls are going to be recorded, okay? So they have a system set up where they know that that was an unqualified lead. So you don't have to call in to dispute it, right? You would, in fact, have a special tracking number that's linked to your phone. So when you pick up that call, you'll know it's a lead coming from that program because it'll say Google guaranteed lead incoming. And that's how you know that it's a lead actually coming from that program, okay? So it's not like you have to dispute it because the way the system's set up, they know what's a qualified lead and what's not. A qualified lead would be that you talked with them, like you discussed pricing over the phone, or if you set up an appointment to give an estimate, those are qualified leads, right? But if you didn't discuss price, if they called you outside of your service area and you did not accept that job, if they called you for outside of your services, like outside of a service that you provide, if they called you for solicitation or to see if you were hiring, unqualified, they're going to credit it right back. Okay?
Okay.
Now, also, let's say, you know, you pay the $435 to turn on your leads, and as each lead is coming in, it's going to deduct the $33.33 from it, okay, from that $435 budget. Now, let's just say you only got one lead in the month, right, which I've never seen that happen, but let's just say you only got one lead. What's left over in your budget, Beverly, is going to roll over to the next month, which means the following month, all you're going to be paying is just the $33.33 for the one lead that you received the month before because it rolls over. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Now, anytime you want to, let's say you're going on vacation for a couple weeks, or let's just say you're super bombarded with work, you can't handle any more leads right now, all you would do is call us and say, shut off the leads, and then you would call us back when you want those leads turned back on.
Oh, my.
Okay, and we turn them back on. that's what I love about this program, because, you know, you can shut them off and on when you want. You're not limited to how many times you can shut them off. You're not limited to the amount of time that they can be shut off. I mean, as long as you need them off and however many times you want to shut them off, you can do so. Okay? Because we would be managing it all for you.
Because it's not 400 and whatever, 33 a month. It's not a mandatory set fee.
No, because see, here's how it works, right? Let's just say that you turn on the leads, so you're going to pay the $435. Now, what you're paying the following month might not be $435 again, because if you only got 5 leads in that first month, what's left over in that budget of from the $435 after those 5 leads were deducted, the remaining balance is going to roll over. So you already know that that next month, you're not paying $435 again. What you're actually paying for is the leads that you got the month before, you know, which would be 33 times 5, right, is what you would be paying the following month, because you're getting your budget back up to the $435. We always want you to have the $435 in your budget each month that you're doing this program, okay? And there's no contracts, okay? No contracts. All right. Now, the landscaping, when we're talking about that, is it like landscape design, or are we talking landscape maintenance? Maintenance being like mowing, trimming, seeding.
No.
Okay.
No.
You do more of the construction then.
Right. So we
pavers,
put in new,
new installs. Perfect.
Right.
Trees, okay.
Flowers. Right.
Gotcha.
We do.
Okay. That makes sense. So
and
just so you go ahead.
Yeah, we do not do lawn maintenance. Do not do lawn
okay.
maintenance.
Thank you for clarifying that. I always like to ask, because I know sometimes people consider a landscaper, well, someone who does trimming. So for the landscaper category, okay, these are the services that fall under it. Okay, just so you have an idea. And then I'm going to explain how that works. So for the landscaper, they're talking artificial turf installs, concrete masonry, driveway landscaping, garden decorations, grading and resloping, hardscapes, landscape design, landscape installations, outdoor water features, driveway or walkway paving, retaining walls, walkway landscape, okay, sod and seeding, outdoor steps, and then there's also stone masonry. So that kind of sounds more like what you do, right?
We don't do all of that.
Right.
We don't do.
And I'll explain how it works. So what are some of the ones that you don't do?
Sidewalks, driveways, waterfalls.
Perfect. Now, I ask you that because we're going to list the services that pertain to what you do, right? So you mentioned you don't do outdoor water features. If that's not listed under your services, but you got a call from the Google Guaranteed program and they're asking you about an outdoor water feature, that's outside of your services that you offer, unqualified lead.
Right.
Make sense? So we go very specific to what services are fall under what you do. Okay, so those are what we call subcategories. Okay, so now let's take a look at what that one is and what they require, because it just depends on the industry, like what they require for that. Let me just take a quick look. So for the landscaper, it looks like they just require as well the background check and the certificate of liability insurance. What's the licensing that you do carry, though, if you don't mind me asking?
It's just a Royal Palm Beach license.
Like a business license for the for the city? okay.
For the county. Yeah.
For the county.
The
oh, okay, perfect. Okay. Did you need to grab some water? Sorry, my sorority watch is talking to me.
I'm getting there. I'm going to grab some water. How'd you know that?
Take your time. Because I heard you coughing. I get like that too sometimes. I'm like, hold on. I need to drink some water. Okay.
Yep.
we got water. I'm good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Perfect. You're very welcome. Okay. So as far as for the landscaper category, what the minimum monthly budget for that one is, okay, it is a little higher. So that minimum monthly budget, you're looking at $713. Your leads are costing you $54.67, okay? That's what the cost per lead is. But again, as I had mentioned to you, if they're calling outside of your service area, right, the area that you service, it's an unqualified lead, right? So when we're looking at this, and I'm sure you're probably thinking, oh, man, so it's, you know, we're talking the landscaper, we're talking, you know, $713 a month, and then the tree vertical is $435 a month, right?
Right.
You're not paying both the tree and the landscaper, okay? We can get you found for both verticals, but you would only be paying just the higher, for the higher one, for the higher category. So you could be found for both the tree vertical leads as well as the landscaper leads, okay? What you would be paying then is what the cost of the landscaper is, but being found for both. You're not paying $435 and the $713, okay? You would just be paying the $713. And your leads, whether it's the tree or whether it's the landscaper, your leads are going to be $54.67, okay? Or you could just start off with the tree vertical, okay, but still get approved for the landscaper one and only take on the tree leads, right? And then if and when you ever decide, you know, now I want to start taking on the landscaper leads, then you know that it's going to switch over to the cost of what the landscaper leads are, but getting both the tree and landscaper leads. Does that kind of make sense?
Let's just start with just both trees.
Okay, perfect. What I would recommend is this, though, okay? I would recommend that even getting you through the process of the application, get approved for both of them, right? You do not have to turn on those landscaper leads whatsoever until you tell us, listen, I want the landscaper leads. In the meantime, we would only, once you get approved, we are only getting you found for the tree services. Does that make sense? So that way you're not having to go through the process of getting approved. We have clients that do it all the time. Some of them are landscapers, but they do snow removal in the winter, right? So what they do, what they have done is they've gotten approved for both categories, but they don't turn on those snow removal leads until when that season comes, they shut off their landscaper leads, and then they only keep on their snow removal leads. A lot of them do it like that. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah.
Because it at least gets you approved for that other category. So if and when you ever decide you now want to turn on landscaper leads, you've already been approved for it, so then it would just change your cost. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, they are going to require that you have the 5 Google reviews. Who currently handles the Google Business Profile page right now? Is that something you created?
Do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let
I
me
mean,
see.
We do have plenty of customers, but I've even asked a few people, would you give us the Google review? And I know one person did. And he couldn't get it uploaded. So I don't understand. And he showed it to me. It was in his computer. And he didn't. So that was weird.
Yeah. You know, I'll tell you this. It does happen sometimes where, like, I just recently had purchased a couple months ago. I purchased a new truck. And the guy had told me, listen, Edine, if you leave me a Google review, both you and your husband, I'll give you guys a free, you know, free fill-up, right? For the review that you left and a free fill-up for the review that he leaves. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I went on there immediately and I did it mine and my husband did his. And then I saw it post. Well, later on, a few days later, he said, hey, don't forget to leave me the review so this way I can get you a free gas tank, you know, in addition to the one that they gave us when we purchased it. I said, I did leave a review. He's like, that's weird. It's not there. And when I looked, well, I looked back and I'm like, what in the world? And it wasn't there. So there I was typing it up again. And right before I hit post, I went back just to see if it was there. And all of a sudden it popped up. So sometimes they might appear and then Google might take it down just to review it. And then they'll post back up. Some of them, they'll post right away. Some of them, it might take a couple of days, right?
This was you.
Really?
Paul Spencer. Yeah. You said we have two Google reviews. Is one from Paul
I Spencer. See two of them. I'll tell you which ones okay. they are. So this one, let me see. Let me go back to it. So there's two Google reviews, right? And one of them, let's see. Is from Richard Dunn 3 years ago, and this other one is actually, it looks like it's you, Beverly Podrowski, from 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, interesting, so and they've been Paul, leaving you reviews. That's so weird.
And Paul, when Richard Dunn did his review, Paul Spencer did it at the same time.
No way.
Yeah. I mean, I could ask... Jesus, I don't even know how you go in and get the Google review.
Well, here's a way that I can help you, okay? We can help you get those Google reviews up right away, okay? So here's what we can do to kind of make it as simple and as least expensive for you, right? Your insurance, is that, does it show the business registered on your insurance, right? Does it show it at that P.O. box?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see something really quick. Let me ask him something really fast because I want to make sure that we do everything correctly. Because I don't like any hiccups. I want everything to be notated, you know, properly, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I just asked them a quick question because I know you mentioned that if we need to change the address to just for your Google business profile so that there wouldn't be, you know, any chance of Google ever red flagging it, that you don't have a problem having it PIN verified at your home address. Now your address, I promise you, will not show anywhere on Google because Google doesn't want home office addresses showing on the Google business profile, right? Now, mm-hmm. keep in mind, I just want to confirm that if they're going to say something because it shows the P.O. box address for your insurance as opposed to what your Google business profile shows, because I just want to be clear on that with them before we proceed, okay? Now, just while I'm waiting for them to respond back to that. So, when we're talking about the areas that you service, I know you mentioned to Tara that you want Palm Beach only, right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Because with Google Guaranteed, you can be very, very specific, Beverly, to the areas that you want to target, whether it's zip codes, whether it's by county, by city. So you can be very specific to the areas that you want those leads to be targeting, okay, where they're coming from. So that's what I love about it too.
Okay. Yep, we just went Palm Beach.
Awesome. They're just asking me a question here. Sorry about that.
No worries.
Now, how we can help you as far as like the reviews, what we could do is our local only package. Okay. The local only package, what it does is it allows us to go ahead and update your address. We optimize, you know, that local, the local map section. We would optimize you to the first page in the local map. We'll do the directory submission. We'll make sure your website's attached, where your business is promoted. We'll include voice-activated searches. We'll include the mobile platform, which gives you coverage on, like, iPhones, Androids, and tablets, okay? And we will also get you listed on Bing as well. And there's just a number of directories as well that will get you listed on, like Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, Chamber of Commerce, and so forth, okay? The local-only package, that package is $199 a month. We're also going to help you generate those reviews that you need, okay? Now, once you get approved from Google, at that point, you know, we're going to ask you, do you want us to now turn on the true service leads, right? You can also say, drop the local-only package. I no longer want to do that package and only stick with the Google guaranteed leads.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
That's two different options. There's local guarantee leads and?
Yes. So basically what it would be is this, okay? So you would be paying for the Google guaranteed application, which is $250, right? And then you would be paying the $199, okay, for what we call our local only package. The local only package is separate from Google guaranteed. With the local only package, we're going to optimize the current Google Business Profile page that you have to the first page. We're going to update the address, okay, and have that address hidden. We're going to also include you on other directories, Bing, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, Chamber of Commerce, White Pages. I mean, I'm just naming a few, okay? But, of course, the most important ones that are relevant to your business. We're also going to include your website being attached wherever we promote your company. We include the voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and Siri, and we also give you exposure on mobile devices. So that includes anyone performing a search from the iPhone, Android, or tablet can still find you on the first page of Google in the local map, right? And we're going to also help you generate those reviews right away so we can get you those, get you up to the 5 reviews. So in fact, what we do is we also, well, we provide you this tiny URL. Okay. We'll give you this tiny URL and all you're going to do is text it, email it. You just need 3 more reviews. That's it. Okay. Once those reviews post, right, once you get approved by Google Guaranteed, all you have to do is when we call you to tell you you've been approved, okay, all you have to say is, yes, turn on the leads now, go ahead and discontinue the local-only package. You don't have to continue doing the local-only package. The local-only package is always going to be $199 a month, okay? That's just so we can get all that other stuff going, but then after that, I mean, once you get approved for Google Guaranteed, you can discontinue the local only package.
Okay.
So I'm just waiting on a response because I definitely want clarification on this. Mhm. Okay. Give me 1 second here. Did you have any questions so far, Beverly?
No, I think I had a yes. I understand. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. I'm going to, in the meantime, well, what's the best email for you? Because I'm going to send you this information on the Google Guaranteed, what we had discussed. What's the best email for you?
Arbor, A-R-B-O-R, T-R-E-E, at yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com. Okay, so arbortree at yahoo.com. Okay. Let me do this. In the meantime, while I'm waiting for them to respond, I'm going to send you out these emails. Okay, so let's do this. Okay. So let's see here. In the meantime, let me just get these sent out over to you. So today what you would be paying is just the $199 and then the $250 application. Okay. Now come the 11th of August, if you haven't been approved yet by the Google Guaranteed, okay, then all you're paying is the $199 for the local only package. Okay. Now once you get approved, then what'll happen is we'll call you, let you know you've been approved, and then you're going to let us know turn on the leads. That's when they'll charge you the $435 minimum monthly budget for the tree service leads, right? And then at that time, you can also decide discontinue the local only package. Okay?
It says $400 minimum. So, but I understood at the beginning, if I only got four leads, then I'm
the next month? Yes. So the way it would work, right, just to kind of go back, is $435 minimum monthly budget, right? So once you get approved and you say, yes, turn on my leads, we're going to charge you the $435, and that budget's going to sit there. So as a lead comes in, right, a phone call, it's going to deduct it from that $435. It's going to deduct $33.33, right? So if in that first month, Beverly, you only got four leads, right, four calls, you know that what's left over in that budget, okay, is going to automatically transfer over to the next month. So it's going to roll over, right, which means you're not going to pay $435 again. What you're just paying is for the four leads that you got the month before at $33.33 a lead. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, just clarifying that because you did say the word minimum, and I know what minimum means.
Oh, what so we mean? Yeah, what we mean is this, okay? We like to always start you off with a minimum monthly budget, which is going to give you up to 13 leads, right? But
right.
If later on down the road, let's say, you want to start now receiving up to 20 leads, you can always change it, okay? We start you off with a minimum because we want you to get a feel of the program first before you start investing more money, right? So if at any point you want to start taking on more leads in the month, okay, your minimum monthly budget would change, of course, because it's not going to be $435 because that's giving you up to 13 leads. Your cost per lead is always going to be $33.33.
Okay.
Okay.
And now, who do I talk to? Like, is there to turn on and off leads? Is that going to be an app that I have just to switch it on and switch off?
Oh, so you would have our team, because we're going to have a team that's dedicated to your account, right? So if you need to shut off the leads, you call us. We shut them off immediately. When you want those leads turned back on, you would just call our representative here within our company. I need my leads turned back on. They turn them back on. So you can shut them off and on when needed.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, because we are going away for a while, so we only have the one person who will be going away for a while is the only one that's estimating. So obviously we can't have it turned on and no one's there to estimate that.
Right, and that wouldn't make sense. You know what I mean? So, yeah, definitely. Yeah. That's why I said, like, if you're going out of town and you're not going to have anyone answering those calls, right? Shut off the leads, okay? If you're getting bombarded with work and you need to shut them off, right?
Right.
So that's exactly why I love this program, because you can shut them off and on when needed.
Right.
Okay.
Good.
All right. Let's see here. I'm sorry it's taken a little long, but I just want to make sure everything's clear on their end as long as with us. Mm-hmm. Now, your address on your insurance, is there any way that you can update it to reflect your home office, like your home address?
I'm sure I could ask my agent to.
Okay, perfect.
I don't know. They can't.
The only reason
I don't ask.
I'm sorry?
I can ask them. I don't know if they can. I don't know that answer.
Okay. That's perfect. If you can, I would recommend that they just so that way it matches with everything. You know, they're really, yeah, so this way there's no chance of them disapproving it because they say, oh, the address doesn't match. Okay, this way everything matches. Okay, so I would just ask them if they could just update the address to reflect your home address. Again, the address won't appear anywhere. Okay?
Right.
Okay. Now, on this email that I'm sending you, Beverly, it's just going to give you, like, the whole, everything that we discussed about the Google Guaranteed. So it'll say Google Guaranteed on it with the whole breakdown of everything. Now, do keep in mind, we would only be getting you, once you get approved, we'll approve you for both, right? The tree services, and I'm also going to get you approved for the landscaper. You do not have to turn on those leads. But I'm going to send you the information on that because we did discuss it just so you always have it on hand. Okay?
Right. Okay.
Okay. So let me just do this here. And then I'm also going to send you a separate email regarding our local only package as well and what's included with that so that way you have that information. So let me just go here. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. All right, so there goes the first email, and then the second email. The website looks great, too. Who built that? Did you do that or professionally done? Did you? Really? Wow, it looks great.
Wow, thank you.
I'm going to tell you something, yes. Beverly. I'm going to be super honest. I see websites all the time. Some business owners have done it. And listen, I commend anyone who tries, right? I really do, because some business owners don't even get that far. But you've done an excellent job on that. So hats off to you.
Oh, thank you. Wow.
You are so welcome.
It definitely needs some improvement because I was reading it. And we talked about landscape lighting and other things, but it doesn't say anything about doing landscape.
I'm gonna look at something too real quick because now that domain, you obviously own it, right? The domain of it? You purchased that domain? Okay. Do you remember where you purchased it from?
I think it's my dad.
Like GoDaddy? GoDaddy?
Yes.
Perfect. Let me look at something really quick. I just want to see something real fast. You know, do you get text messages on your phone right now, the one that we're speaking on?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. So if I send you a text, can you open it up?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to send you this link right now, and I want you to take a look at it. Now, if you'd like, okay, we can include, we call it a My Site. It's not going to cost you more. I would include it for you at no additional cost, okay? We call this a My Site. It's a customized website to fit your business, okay? We can add videos. We can add pictures. We can even include, like, a booking system where clients can book appointments with you through that website. It's Google compliant, mobile friendly. We can even use your own domain to build it. Okay, so your domain would be your domain that we would be using to create it. I just sent you a link to give you an idea of how it would look.
Okay.
Let me know when
you
receive it.
Local Flash, interest in Google Guarantee. We specialize.
I sent it to you in a text message.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at the email. Never mind. Go back to the text. Yeah, I see. I'll open it.
Okay, perfect. Now, what I love about these sites is it's also a do-it-yourself. So let's say you want to go in there and move pictures around. You can do it too, or we just do it all for you. We can add videos, pictures. We could set it up, or if you want your clients to book appointments with you through that site. And what I love about it is that it will adjust to any device that they're looking at it from. So it won't look distorted if they're looking at it from their iPhone. This, my site, also has automatic SEO settings, which is going to help with your rankings, okay? And I can include this site for you at no additional cost. So we can use your domain and create this website. This is just to give you an idea of the layout of it. And it'll be customized to fit your business.
No additional fee. Sounds great to me.
No additional fee.
It's not what you spend. It's what you save.
Exactly.
That's my motto.
Exactly. And you know how, like, even your reviews, right, are on, we can even put reviews from your past clients on that website too. I love these websites. I love them because it also gives the business owner the ability, if they want to move stuff around, they can do so. Or we do it all. And we can include both your tree and your landscaping services on there. Because it'll be customized to fit your business. Okay. And also with the local only package, we'll get you found for both services. It's just a Google guaranteed. If you're turning on just the tree service leads, those will be the leads that you receive for the Google guaranteed. Okay. Unless if you did both, then you already know ahead of time, and I put it in the email, that you would be paying the higher price to be found for both verticals. You don't have to do the landscaper leads, okay, until when you're ready. Okay? Okay.
Good.
All right. So let's see here. Now let's do this. So you got both those emails, right, that I sent over to you?
I saw the one.
The one on the Google guaranteed? Okay,
yeah.
Awesome. Now, if at any time, let's say we also do Facebook ads, right? If at any time you want us to assist you with that, I don't know if that's something you're doing now, we also do Facebook ads. I don't know if you're familiar with how those work, or have you ever tried them in the past?
Oh, God, I order things from Facebook at 2 in the morning when I can't sleep. And it's like,
oh, my
then
gosh,
I get
really?
I'm like, Mom, what did I buy? It's like, cool. Yeah,
Facebook ads are pretty good. I'll tell you, you got to know how to manage them though, because you could get people calling you from like out of state. So those could be a little tricky, right? Those can. Okay. Now, Beverly, what's your last name? Do you spell Beverly B-E-V as in Victor E-R-L-Y, correct?
Correct.
Okay. What's your last name?
I'll spell it P as in Paul, O, D as in David, R, A, S as in Sam, K, Y, Podrowski.
P as in Paul, O, D as in David, R as in Robert, A, S, K, Y?
S as in Sam, S, K, Y.
Yes.
Guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like pod and then R, ask, Y.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. And then now on your Google Business profile, there is a phone number that's showing. Let me go back to it. It's 561-714-5633. Is that like the office number? And we're talking on your personal line?
Yeah. I barely use that phone, so we really need to change. As a matter of fact, in
update
person,
it.
It's been sitting there. Yeah.
Okay, what do you want us to update it to? To this number that we're speaking on, the 570-878-8520?
No.
Or 8620,
no.
I'm sorry? Okay.
No, I do not want that number. I want 561-714-6533.
Okay, so that is the number that we'll make sure. Yeah, that's the number that's showing, the 561-714-6533 is the number that shows right now currently.
But you okay. Just said the 534, the other number that ends in 34. You did not
see
that number
first. Okay. The one that I currently see on your Google Business profile is the one that you just gave me.
Okay. The 5613.
Yes.
Oh, no. The
763. I'll repeat it. So the phone number that shows on your Google business profile now is 561-714-6533. That's the number that should be showing, correct?
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Perfect.
I think I threw a one in there and it wasn't even a one at the end. Okay. Just wanted to clarify. Now, do you prefer for us, like, if we have an update on your account, do you prefer that we call your personal number? Because that would be the only number we would call you at regarding your account.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. Just wanted to clarify. Okay. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to update your address to your home address. And then what you'll also do is get in touch with your insurance agent and just ask them, can you just update my address on my insurance to reflect my home address? So this way Google can't say, oh, they don't match. And then, you know, say, got to get fixed, right? So what's your home address? Because we'll have you repinned.
But I'm going to provide you a certificate of insurance, correct?
Yes, certificate of liability insurance. That's
right.
The only
that
paper that we need.
Right, and that will reflect that home address. I'm not going to change my insurance policy.
Yeah, no, no,
like
no. It's
yeah.
just
okay.
because if you look at your certificate of liability insurance, they call it the Accord, COI, it'll show that P.O. box address. Chances are Google could turn around and say it doesn't match her business address with what's on the Google business, with what's associated with the Google business profile, and they might kick it back, right? So
but
we would just rather...
That address shows on everything. It shows on my son's is. It shows, that address shows on everything.
Right. All Google cares about is what's associated with Google. That's what they care about.
Right. But again, everything, my licensing, everything is the 1127. Everything is that address.
Okay. Hold on. Give me a quick second. Hold on 1 second. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me clarify this, Beverly, just so we're both on the same page. The 1128 Royal Palm Beach, that was like an old address. I mean, that's the new address because the P.O. Box, the UPS post office, they had a move.
No. No, don't even continue talking. No. The old address was 1128. The new address, everything's listed as 1127.
That's the new address, 1127.
Okay.
Royal Palm Beach Boulevard, 423. That's the new
address. Because that's right, because you mentioned that their lease, they couldn't renew it, so that's why they...